From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from the Netherlands is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're at the World Puzzle Championship. How's it going?
Well, it's going great. It is at this place called the Papendal Sports Center in Arnhem, which is about an hour east of Amsterdam. It's where the Dutch Olympic teams train. There are 84 competitors from 25 countries. The competition's still going on as we're talking, so I don't have final results yet, but the final results will be posted online as soon as possible at wpc.puzzles.com.
Excellent. Now, you're at the Dutch Olympic facility, so what, you get locker rooms to change into your thinking caps?
If we need them, yeah.
It sounds great. Well, I know you'll probably be a little tough on us today, because I know what you're like when you go to these contests, but in order to begin, we have to repeat that challenge that you gave to everyone to work on. So what was it, please?
Well, I mentioned the saying, haste makes waste. All three words contain five letters. I asked you to think of a familiar four-word saying in which all the words contain five letters. And as a hint, I said the answer consists of an adjective, plural noun, verb, and adverb.
Okay, what was your answer?
Answer is great minds think alike.
Oh, don't they, though, you know? Well, we had about 550 great minds thinking alike with their correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Steve Leist, and he joins us from Flushing, Michigan. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
So, how long have you been playing Puzzle?
Oh, 3 or 4 years. My wife and I get up in the morning and listen to the show, and we enter as often as we can.
Wow. Now, how hard was this one for you?
We talked about it, and I went out to get the paper, and about halfway out to get the paper, I realized I knew the answer.
Oh, all right.
It took maybe a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, you know, it's time to play, and I'm pretty sure that our great minds are going to think alike.
I hope so.
On this challenge. And Will, please say hi to Steve Leist, and I think we're ready to play. We're not sure, but we think we are.
All right, Steve. Before we begin, I'd like to mention that the challenge puzzle coming up requires you to write down five numbers. So if you want to try it, you'll need pencil and paper.
Okay.
Now, today I brought a game of categories, and maybe you know how this works. I'm going to give you a category, and you want to think of an answer starting with each of the letters of Dutch.
Dutch.
You know,
okay.
D-U-T-C-H.
Okay.
So if the category were girls' names, you might say Dorothy, Ursula, Teresa, Carolyn, and Hortense.
Okay.
Your first category is musical instruments.
Musical instruments. Okay. A ukulele.
Good. That's a good U.
Let's see.
Trumpet.
Trumpet is T. Uh-huh.
Good. Drawing a lot of blanks here.
A harp.
Harp is good. Uh-huh.
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. Excellent.
Okay.
It works.
I might have said drums, but okay. And the C?
The C.
Cello.
Cymbal.
Ah.
Cello, cymbal.
Cymbal. Well done, Steve.
Okay. Good teamwork. Your second category is things you see at a baseball game.
Oh, okay.
Double play.
Yes.
Umpire.
Uh-huh.
Triple play.
Triple play, okay.
Catcher.
Uh-huh.
And...
home run.
Home run, yes. Oh, you guys are good. All right, your next category is rivers outside North America.
Oh, rivers.
Danube.
Yeah,
yes.
Good.
Is there a river U-R?
No, that's the land between the rivers in Iraq.
Oh, okay.
But you might name one of those rivers for a T. What rivers?
Oh, Tigris.
Tigris.
Yeah,
Tigris.
Tigris.
Is good.
Okay.
All right.
Is there a Congo River?
Congo, excellent.
Good.
Yes. So you need U and H.
U and H.
There's a very big one in Africa, and there's a big one that's also the name of a country in South America.
Uruguay?
Uruguay, yes.
Okay.
For H, the H is the second longest river of China, the Yangtze and the...
I'm guessing Hunan.
Hunan was what I was going to say. Is that right?
I think that's a province. I'll tell you, it's the Huang or the Huang Ho.
Huang.
Okay. A-N-G.
I'm thinking Chinese food. I mean, you know, we're guessing there, Steve. It's okay.
Yep, we're both guessing.
All right, here's your last category, cable channels.
Oh. Cable channels. Okay.
Discovery.
Yes.
Well, there's UPN, but I don't know if that counts as a cable.
Unfortunately, that's broadcast, not cable. But there is one with three initials.
Is that USA?
USA Network.
Oh, okay. Oh,
okay.
Sure.
Does the Learning Channel count?
Oh, we're not allowing. But we'll go. I'll go with they go by the initials also.
Oh, TLC.
TLC, I'll give you that. Also TBS.
Thank you.
Okay.
Right? CNH?
CNN.
CNN, yes, and H?
HBO.
HBO. Good. You guys are good.
All right.
He did a lot of help.
Oh, no, Steve, we are a team here.
Yeah.
I need someone who goes for the difficult ones first.
Okay.
Nice work. This was
fun. Yes, it
was. This was great fun. And
looking forward to this.
You have?
Yeah.
You're probably the first listener we've had that's actually been looking forward to it.
Oh, I'm nervous, but I was always ready to do this.
It's always easier when you're in the car or home in bed or when you're making pancakes. But you were terrific right there. And we're going to send you some things for being our guest. You'll get that weekend edition lapel pin, the all-new 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. We also have a bonus gift, the New York Times Sunday Crossword Puzzles, Volume 29, from St. Martin's Press. Hey, Steve, what's your public radio station?
Well, there are two here. There's WFUM in Flint, mm-hmm. and then we're members of WKAR in East Lansing.
Ooh, that's my favorite M word, members.
Member.
Love it, love it. Steve Leist from Flushing, Michigan, thanks a lot for being our guest and playing the puzzle today.
Thank you very much. It's been fun.
Oh, yeah, a lot of fun. I enjoyed it, too. Good puzzle, Will. Thanks. All right, well, what can our listeners work on for the next week?
Well, this is a puzzle that I have heard here at the World Puzzle Championship. It's by Trevor Truren of Great Britain. Write down these five numbers, 71, 42, 12, 83, 54. What number comes next in the series? And the answer is simple and elegant, doesn't require any fancy arithmetic. So again, the five numbers are 71, 42, 12, 83, 54. What number comes next in the series?
Just remember, it's a game, not the SAT test. When you have the answer, put it in an email to us. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please, and our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We want to call you if you're the winner because you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joined us this week from the 12th Annual World Puzzle Championship in Arnhem, the Netherlands. Will, have fun. Good luck. Thanks a lot,
Leanne.